Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. Guys, let's reset. Okay, let us reset. Let's just think through this just a little bit. This is a logic I put together because it was easy to put together, but this was even before this last deal happened. Okay, so around, this is the 22nd of December, around the 10th or 11th, this is the second week where all of a sudden, everybody has the flu everywhere. There's a mass rush of flu. But remember, not just flu, COVID flu, all the way through the NFL and the NBA and hockey all at once. Does that make sense? Does that coincide with reality and everything you've known before? We got to stop doing this thing where, well, that's a bribe, but I guess, you know, I just got to reset. We got, you know, it's the new reality. No, dude. Your reference point has some kind of worth. Your reference point of however long you've been alive before about December 10th. We're now to flu variants. Okay, did that make sense? That suddenly one third to one half to two thirds of some NBA rosters are suddenly all have COVID. No, it doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. There's something else going on. You don't have to be a data scientist to understand that, okay, you must not have a have enough granularity or you must not have good data. You must be categorizing wrong or detecting incorrectly because it does not match with reality. We've never had, well, half of them had it. Not even in the middle of the freaking COVID seasons did we have that. Yeah, that's the big thing. We did not have a quarter or a half or two thirds of rosters suddenly having the alleged same flu or family of flus. Not even in the first year before it was, while it was, it still had at least some argument that it was novel. It wasn't. By the time fall rolled around, it wasn't anywhere near as novel. You could probably just basically, at that point, we were basically to variants. But sure, yeah, there's still some novel coronavirus as opposed to its variants relatives that had taken over. Sure, at least a little bit more. But even in the middle of the novelty of it, we did not have one quarter to one third to one half of rosters being sick. There's something else going on. This is not hard to understand. And we've got to say, you know what? I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're screwing me. Okay? I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're screwing me. And I'm not going to let you screw me. You know how you ever been scammed and you go, I'm not sure what happened exactly. I'm going to have to think it back through in my head later, but I know I need to get out of this scam now because he now has me up to $75 when it was going to be $12. Something is going on, and if I keep going down this route, somehow he'll have my account number and I will be giving him $300. Okay, I don't know what happened exactly, but I know you're screwing me. So that's where we are. Guys, in the middle of the most dangerous and brand new novel. Guys, also, McFly, when they say, well, this was especially contagious. Really, because you've had all these variants already that are in the same family. So how is it that this one's like apparently 5 to 10 times as contagious? And never mind that you ignore the part where it's not as dangerous. You know, if this whole thing has been around, does it really, really make sense if we're supposed to have antibodies to it and related things that suddenly this one flies around more than anything? No, it goes back to the episode where I told you the PCR test. Now, granted, I'm not sure about the quick antigen one, but I can't imagine it's any more specific. They did not come up with an Omicron version of it. I basically guarantee you that all they did was a similar deal. Oh, well, how does it not match the test we have? Okay, well, if we just act like a non-match is a match, then we can say it's a specific categorized non-match that defines it. That doesn't make any sense, jackhole. Well, we'll catch way too many things, but we'll assume it's this. And better safe than sorry. And also, we can still scare people to death forever and ever and never end this.
Guys, the data science makes no sense. The categorization is absolutely and utterly wrong, or the detection is wrong, or the rule that you used to turn the detection into the alleged categorization is wrong. And nobody asks, how did you get to that if there's no test? Because they're making up. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. I'm at Tyson Hartley here on The Scales of Truth.